आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
Shankaracharya ji says, although we have got the knowledge, we have done the sravan and manan about Atman, but still we are not able to experience bliss. And for that the cause he found out is our vasana. It is because of our vasana we are not able to experience it. Then in the last class we saw there are three types of vasana: deha vasana, lok vasana, shastra vasana. These three vasanas we have to eliminate. These three vasanas. And what is the main vasana? Karta bhokta is the main. Karta bhokta is the main vasana. I think I am the doer. That is the main vasana. In verse number 270, Shankaracharya says, Lokanuvartan Takta Takta Dehanuvartanam Shastranuvartan Takta Swadhyas Apanam Kuru. Swadhyas, superimposition. Apanam Kuru, eliminate. So these are adhyas, superimposition. But the main adhyas, superimposition is Karta and Bhokta. We consider ourselves Karta and Bhokta. This is the main adhyas. So he says, give up all the involvements in social formalities, lokanuvartanam tyaktva. Then tyaktva dehanuvartanam, give up the idea of beautifying your body. Third, shastranuvartanam tyaktva, give up the idea of unnecessarily reading shastra. Now, if you start thinking that I want to read Veda myself, so first you have to understand, the studies Sanskritam, then Panini grammar. Then after that, still you need teacher at every point, you know, for study of Sanskrit, for Panini grammar, and after that even if you want to study Veda, you will be again misled. And we have seen the Bhardwaj Muni also. In four lives he could not study Vedas. So he's saying, you give up all these things. And what is happening because of this vasana? Lok vasana hai janto sastra vasana api deha vasana jnanam yathavat na eva jayate. Jnanam yathavat, knowledge as it is. It's not happening. Jnanam, we have got the knowledge. Knowledge of self we have got. Jeeva Brahma ek jnan we have got. We know the science behind Jeeva Brahma ek and we all agree that Jeeva is Brahma. But it is not happening. It is not happening because of the lok vasana, because of sastra vasana and deha vasana. And this is for janto, those who are born. Gurudev writes, that which has taken birth, jantu, a living creature, in our day-to-day experience of life, many a time we do not view the things in their right perspective. You see, whenever we see a thing, we are not seeing a thing as it is. It is colored by something. Is going to explain. Suppose if you are seeing the world with the yellow chasma, what will happen? Everything will be yellow, green, blue according to your specs. Is it not so? He is going to tell. We are not able to see the world as it is. This is normally due to some preconceived notions we entertain regarding things and beings around us. It is a predicament of man that his vision of the world around him is dictated by his personal bias of the moment. Each one of us, we are seeing the same world, but if you ask, everybody will express in different way. The equipment of understanding, the intellect always try to apprehend the things of the world in sympathy with its own existing vasanas. So, hum sabne vasana ka chasma pehna hua hai. Yes. Likes and dislikes. That is why Gurudev always tells, go into the sari shop with 10 ladies. Each lady has got a different choice of color. Different choice of color. The ultimate propensities. If I dislike you intensely, even if I see you performing a good deed, I label all your action as vile and vicious. My vasana. I consider you enemy. Even if you do good job. When you are my enemy, the enemy idea will be in my mind. Whatever I see you doing anything, even if your work is most selfless and highly dedicated, I will interpret it only in the light of my vasanas. So everything is filtered through our vasanas. Thus, when your mind is not prepared and you study the sastra, you will be invariably miss their moot point. The sastra statements will get distorted to yield you an understanding which will readily cater to all your existing urges. These urges will not allow you to understand the things as they should be understood. So whenever we are understanding the sastra also, it is our likes and dislikes, the vasana filters. Whatever we like, we take it. Whatever we like, this is not correct. A polluted mind renders us incapable of knowing the things as they really are. So the mind of each and every being is polluted. Polluted by vasanas. The total urges in our bosom can be broadly classified under three categories. They are the social urges, the lok vasana, the bodily or the physical urges, devasana, and the urge to know, the sastra vasana. These are the three tragic cycles upon the human personality. How these cycles bind us in is explained in following verse. Verse number 272.
संसार कारा गृह मोक्षमिच्छो
संसार कारा
आयो मयं पाद निबंध श्रृंखलम वदन्ति तत्क्याः पटुवासनात्रयम् योस्माद् विमुक्तः समुपैति मुक्तिम् संसारकारा गृहमोक्षमिच्छोः अयोमयं पादनिबन्धशृङ्खलं वदन्ति तत्क्याः पटुवासनात्रयं योस्माद् विमुक्तः समुपैति मुक्तिम्
इन् दिस् वर्स् इट् इस् एक्स्प्लेन्ड् हौ वासना बैण्ड्स् अस् हौ वासना बैण्ड्स् अस् संसार कारागृह संसार दिस वर्ल्ड इज ए कारागृह इट्स ए प्रिजन मोक्षम इच्छो वन हु डिजायर्स लिबरेशन फॉर हिम दिस संसार इज ए कारागृह इट्स ए प्रिजन हाउ इज दैट अयोमयम अयोमयम आयरन मेड ऑफ आयरन मय मीन्स वेर द प्रचुरता मच ऑफ आयरन इज देयर अय मीन्स आयरन Maya means full of iron. Ayo mayam. What is it then? Pada nibandha shrinkalam. Shrinkalam means chain. Pada means feet. So our feet are chained with iron shackle. So vasana has bound us like that. So three vasanas, lok vasana, shastra vasana and deha vasana are like iron chain shackling feet for him who wishes to be liberated from the prison house of this world. It's a chain only for those who wants liberation, not for others. Others are enjoying. For those who want liberation, it is a chain. Have you seen Kalapani? Kalapani. Our all freedom fighters, they were all put there in Kalapani. Once we went there also. We have got ashram there also. So we went there. We saw the cell where beads or whatever were kept. Only one window on the top. And this is closed. They will give you only one earthen pot, food. And you have to use it for all purpose. After eating, no bathroom, nothing else. Nothing. Not only that, they showed us how they used to be brought out of cell and made them work. So there will be a ring over here, a round ring, two rings here, two rings, 2 feet, connected with iron rod, with chain, and somebody is holding chain also. So you can imagine the weight of this iron, whole thing, neck, this, this, and everything. And with all these things, they were told to work, physical work. It's so difficult to do it. Similarly, these vasanas are like that iron chain, you know. All these three vasanas are like that chain only. We are tied down by vasana. We want to come out of this shackle, but not able to do it. We all want mukti, but we are not able to do it. World is also prison. There are no physical chains. This vasana is not physical chain. It's mental chain. But there is unseen bondage. Vasana in mind are like prison. Vasana in mind like are prison. They bind. Because of vasana, jeev is tied down. He cannot enjoy the joy of liberation. His true nature is freedom. But other vasanas are so strong that the vasanas of mukti is not fulfilled. We all have got the mukti vasana. For last 5 years we are coming here for mukti only. But other vasanas are also very powerful. It never allows the mukti vasana to come up.
Badanti tadagya patu vasanatrayam. Badanti speak, tadagya wise, patu strong, vasanatrayam. These three kinds of vasanas are very strong.
What are those? Lokvasana, dehavasana and sastravasana.
So wise people say these three kinds of vasanas are strong. It is difficult to break them and come out.
We have seen many times the elephants are chained. You go into zoo, you will find the elephant is chained. Front leg and the rear leg also. In temple also they do it. If in South India you go, many temples they have got the elephant. But they are all chained. But sometimes they break chain also. And then after that they can do havoc.
But our freedom is restricted by these vasanas. Okay, yah asmat vimukta samupaiti muktim. Yah he who asmat from them vimukta free samupaiti attains muktim liberation. So one who is free from these vasana, he gets mukti.
Many times we have seen in between me and my Lord is this curtain of vasana. Lord is with us. He is with us, all of us. But this vasana is a curtain. They don't allow us to experience that Lord.
We have moksha vasana, but other vasana don't allow us to pursue moksha vasana.
We have to be very firm to break it. Mirabai. Mirabai had the mukti vasana. Through bhakti mark, he had the mukti vasana. But other family members, she was married to a king family, Raja of Mewar, Rajasthan, married to that family. But other family members, they were not interested. A bhakti yakti chodo, mukti chodo, idhar aao, kaam karo. No. And she was keenly interested in mukti through bhakti. So she had moksha iksha, but also others had. Others were not accepting it, other family members were not accepting it. So what to do? She wrote a letter to Tulsidas ji. Mirabai wrote a letter to Tulsidas ji, this is my situation, what should I do? And Tulsidas ji firmly wrote, Jaake na priya Ram vaidehi tajiye tahi koti samvairi yadyapi param sanehi. Hope you understand little bit of Hindi. Jaake na priya Ram vaidehi, one who doesn't like Ram. Tulsidas is the bhakt of Ram. Mira is Krishna bhakt. He says one who does not love Lord, any Lord, whatever is your Ishta Devata. Tajiye tahi koti sam vaidehi, think that he is your enemy. Tajiye, give him up. Chhod do usko. Tulsidas says. Yadyapi param sanehi, is very close to you, his close relative. Not only that, Tulsidas ji gave three examples. Tajyo pita Prahlad. Who was pita Prahlad? Why he left? Because he was against Lord. Father was against Lord.
Vibhishan bandhu.
Vibhishan left Ravan. Why? Ravan was against Ram.
Then Bharat Mahatari, Kaikeyi, why?
Against Ram. Kaikeyi was against Ram.
They all left. He gave three examples. He told Mirabai, you also leave. And she accepted and left palace. See?
So now there are two types of vasanas. There is vasana for moksha and other vasana tray. Vasana tray means Dehavasana, Lokvasana and Shastravasana. And the tug of war is going on between these two. We want freedom, but other three are also pulling the other side. Others are pulling us down to an Atma. And Muktivasana, they want to go up, Om. So tug of war is going on. One who is free from Vasanatra, he only gets Mukti. One who is free from Vasana will get this. How to remove Vasana? For the last 5 years I am saying Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga, Karma Yoga, Karma Yoga, Karma Yoga. Any other method? Vasanatra you have to remove. Okay. Guruji gives a beautiful example. One husband was fighting with a wife. And husband said, I am leaving, I am going to Himalaya. Wife said, okay, before going, I'm making one cup of tea. Please drink tea. And then go. And wife made very good tea. And the husband took the tea and after that, oh, no, I'm not going. Vasana! Vasana tea, you see? Vasana cycles. He wanted mukti, husband wanted mukti. But a one cup of tea, mukti gya. Was not interested. Garam chai piya aur vairagya gaya. Okay. So Shankaracharya says, everybody wants mukti. It is difficult, but can be gained if a person goes inside, explained with an example in next two verses. But before that, let us see what Gurudev says. Gurudev says, these three types of desires, lokvasana, dehavasana, and sastravasana, perpetrate the utmost cruelty toward a human being. They bind him down to sansara, as the strong iron chains binding a prisoner to the prison house. So say the wise men who have broken these chains and come out of the sansar prison. In order to be free, you will first have to break these shackles. First step, break these three shackles. Only then can the prisoner come out of the conflicting walls of prison. Our identification with the body, mind and intellect constitutes the prison wall and the iron bar that we have built around ourselves. Mark the word identification. We don't have to break our BMI. What we have to break is identification only. Only identification is to be broken. In this subjective jail, we are tied down by the shackles of the triple hungers. Only he can be liberated, one who has come out of this ever-changing world of limitations. Okay, now he gives a beautiful example in verse number 273 and 274. We will read together both.
जलादि संसर्ग विषात प्रभूत
जलादि संसर्ग वसात प्रभूत
दुर्गंध धूता गरुदिव्य वासना
दुर्गंध धूता गरुदिव्य वासना
संघर्षने नैव विभाति सम्यक
संगर्षणेनैव विभाति सम्यग्
विधूयमाने सति बाह्य गन्धे
विधूयमाने सति बाह्य गन्धे
अन्तश्रितानन्त दुरन्त वासना
अन्तश्चितानन्त दुरन्त वासना
धूलि विलिप्ता परमात्म वासना
धूलि विलिप्ता परमात्म वासना
ప్రజ్ఞాతి సంఘర్షనతో విశుద్ధ
ప్రజ్ఞాతి సంఘర్షనతో విశుద్ధ
ప్రతీయతే చందన గంధవత్ స్ఫుట
ప్రతీయతే చందన
జలాది సంసర్గవశాత్ ప్రభూత దుర్గంధ దూతా గరు దివ్య వాసనా సంఘర్షణేనైవ విభాతి సమ్యక్ విధూయమానే సతి బాహ్య గంధే అంతశ్రితానంత దురంత వాసనా ధూళీ విలిప్తా పరమాత్మ వాసనా ప్రజ్ఞాతి సంఘర్షణతో విశుద్ధ ప్రతీయతే చందన గంధవత్ స్ఫుట
జలాది సంసర్గవశాత్ ప్రభూత జలాది సంసర్గవశాత్ డ్యూ టు ద కంటాక్ట్ విత్ ద వాటర్ జల్ ఆది సంసర్గ విత్ ద కంటాక్ట్ విత్ ద వాటర్ ప్రభూత టూ మచ్ సఫరేబుల్ దుర్గంధభూత దుర్గంధధూత హిడెన్ బై స్టింక్ అగరు అగరు హ్యావ్ యూ హర్డ్ దిస్ వర్డ్ అగరు అగరు ఇస్ ఎ టైప్ ఆఫ్ సెంట్ యు నో ఫ్రమ్ ది ఫ్రమ్ ఎ ట్రీ ది యూ విల్ ఫైండ్ ఇన్సెన్స్ ఆల్సో విత్ అగరు అగరు ఇన్సెన్స్ సెండల్ ఆల్సో అగరు దివ్యవాసన క్యాప్టివేటింగ్ ఫ్రాగ్రెన్స్ ది క్యాప్టివేటింగ్ ఫ్రాగ్రెన్స్ ఆఫ్ అగ్రు విచ్ గెట్స్ ఎన్వెలప్డ్ బై అన్ ఇన్సఫరబుల్ స్టింగ్ క్రియేటెడ్ బై ఇట్స్ కాంటాక్ట్ విత్ ద వాటర్ దిస్ ఈజ్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఇఫ్ యూ పుట్ ఎ చందన్ స్టిక్ ఇన్ వాటర్ ఫర్ ఎ లాంగ్ టైమ్ యూ విల్ ఫైండ్ దాట్ స్టిక్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఐ మీన్ లాంగ్ టైమ్ యూ విల్ ఇఫ్ యూ టేక్ అవుట్ ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ చందన్ యూ విల్ గెట్ స్టింకింగ్ బ్యాడ్లీ స్టింకింగ్ దెన్ ఈ సే సంఘర్షణేన ఏవ వివాతి సమ్యక్ బట్ ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ దట్ చందన్ ఫ్రాగ్రెన్స్ అగైన్ వాట్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డూ యూ హ్యావ్ టు రబ్ ఇట్ విభాతి అండ్ అగైన్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ సమ్యక్ వెల్ విధూయమానే సతి బాహ్యగంధే విధూయమానే సతి వెన్ రిమూవ్డ్ బాహ్యగంధ ద ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఎన్వలపింగ్ స్మెల్ ఇఫ్ యూ రిమూవ్ ఇట్ వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపెన్ అగైన్ ద యూ విల్ గెట్ ద స్మెల్ ఆఫ్ చందన్ సో అగైన్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ యాజ్ సూన్ యాజ్ ద ఎన్వలపింగ్ స్మెల్ ఈజ్ ఎంటైర్లీ రిమూవ్డ్ బై స్క్రబింగ్ దిస్ ఈజ్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ హౌ దిస్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఫిట్స్ ఇన్ అస్ హీ సేజ్ అంతఃశ్రిత అంతశ్చిత ఇన్గ్రెయిన్డ్ ఇన్ మైండ్ అంత మీన్స్ అంతఃకరణ్ అంతశ్చిత అనంత దురంత వాసన హౌ మెనీ వాసనాస్ ఆర్ దేర్ అనంత్ ఇన్ఫైనైట్ హౌ ఆర్ దీస్ వాసన దురంత స్ట్రాంగ్ దే ఆర్ సో స్ట్రాంగ్ దట్ దే ఆర్ కవరింగ్ ద మోక్ష వాసన ఆల్సో దే విల్ నాట్ అలౌ మోక్ష వాసన టు కమ్ ఫార్వర్డ్ అనంత దురంత వాసన ఓకే వాట్ దే హ్యావ్ డన్ ఇన్సైడ్ ధూళీ విలిప్త పరమాత్మ వాసన ధూళీ విలిప్త కవర్డ్ బై డస్ట్ ఆఫ్ వాసన దిస్ అనంత వాసన హ్యాజ్ కవర్డ్ పరమాత్మ వాసన పరమాత్మ వాసన వీ ఆల్ వాంట్ ముక్తి మోక్ష వాసన ఈజ్ దేర్ బట్ దిస్ మోక్ష వాసన ఈజ్ ఓవర్ పవర్డ్ బై అదర్ వాసన వాట్ ఆర్ దోజ్ అదర్ వాసన దేహ వాసన అండ్ లోక్ వాసన అండ్ శాస్త్ర వాసన సో దిస్ దేహ లోక్ అండ్ శాస్త్ర వాసన హ్యాజ్ ఎన్వలప్డ్ కవర్డ్ మోక్ష వాసన The Supreme Self's fragrance, joy, is covered by the dust of other vasana. We are Ananda Swarup, but we are not able to enjoy that Ananda. Vasanas are strong. Only Mumukshu can remove it. Only Mumukshu can remove it. Okay. In Kathopanishad it is said, Ye Mumukshata Drishta Anupdravita Vishaya Vitrishna Santa, one who is Vishaya Vitrishna, who is dispassionate. To all the sense objects, to all anatma vastu, he can do that. Pragyati sangharsanatah visuddha, pragyati by the continuous scurrying with knowledge. Sangharsan, in the earlier example it was said, then you have to rub it,
remove the smell, rub it, you will get the fragrance. Here also you have to do scrubbing. Scrubbing with what? With the knowledge. What knowledge? Knowledge of Atman. Who am I? I am Dehoham. No. I am Brahman, I am Brahmaska. Continuously you have to scrubbing. Then Visuddha, pure. Pratiyate Chandan Gandhavat Sputa. Pratiyate is perceived. Chandan Gandhavat, like the fragrance of Chandan Sputa clearly. So continuously think, analyze, meditate again and again, real nature will shine forth. So here the main point is Pragyati Sangharsanat. Pragyati Sangar. Now the question is, what is Pragya? What is Pragya? Definition of Pragya is given in verse number 428. It says, Brahmatmano sodhatyo ek bhav avagahini nirvikalpa cha chin matra vritti pragyeti kathyate. Pragya iti kathyate. This is definition of pragya. And the definition of sthit pragya is in the third line. Susita sa bhavetyasya sthita pragya sa uchyate. Who is sthita pragya? And what is pragya is defined in verse number 428. What is pragya? Brahma atmana. Brahman atman. Sodhita eva. Sodhita eva means well analyzed. Sodhityo. We do the sodhan. How we do the sodhan? We remove the upadhi. We remove the upadhi, then we say jiva and ishwari one. Analyze. Ek bhav avagaini, which admits the identity between Atman and Brahman. So that we know. Jiva Brahma ekya, we know. It's the one and same. Nirvikalpa is as free from any limitation or duality. Free from any limitation or duality. Cha chinna matra vritti, only conceived by pure knowledge. Pragya iti kathyate, that is called pragya. And one who is establishing that pragya is sthit pragya. So he is sthit pragya, the word pragya comes there. One who is established in this pragya. What is that pragya? Jiva Brahma Eka Pragya. All Mahavakya says only one thing. What is that? Jiva Brahma Eka. Jiva is Brahma. So that pragya. Pragyati Sangharsanat. Sangharsanat, continuously you think, meditate on that. I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. It will happen. Achha. So how to remove the vasana? Now you have to give me answer. Uske pehle aapko shravan manan karna hai. First you will do the shravan, then you come to know about karma yoga. Who will tell you karma yoga? Unless you come to satsang, nobody will tell you karma yoga. What is karma? Karma we know. What is karma yoga? By the same action, I have to get united with the Lord. That is karma yoga. So, Sravan Manan Nididhyasan. So, you have done Sravan Manan. Now, after that, reflect on that again and Nididhyasan. Continuously, we have to Sajati Vritti Prabha on one line. Continuously, we have to do again and again. Then it will happen. Shankaracharya says, how vasana can be removed by different method, rajas vasana, tamas vasana, in one verse he says. But before that, let us see what Gurudev says. Because of the vasana, the human personality putrefies and gathers the stinking smell of lust, greed, anger, delusion, etc. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, master, selfishness, crookedness, everything is a hatred. The smell of flesh and its sensuality are the very characteristic of our personality at present. It does not have the beautiful fragrance of our essential nature. instead of being useful to other members of society, we are ready to disturb them at all times. We disturb society. We are not useful to society, we disturb society. Why we disturb society? Our vasana. Propelled by vasana, we disturb the society. Indicating this, Shankara gives an example. Sandalwood, when put in water and allowed to remain in it for a long time, emanates an obnoxious odor from the rotting wood. Ordinarily, it has the most heavenly fragrance, Divya Vasana. But when it remains in contact with the water for a long time, it starts stinking. If the wood is taken out and rubbed against a stone, the fragrance slowly emerges to waft pleasant satisfaction to all. Similarly, even though you are the Atman and because of the identification of the body, identification again. Remember, you don't have to give your body. Don't give up your body. Only the identification is to give. Because of identification with body, the stink of your vasanas is coming out at the moment. Lust, anger, greed, etc. contribute their stink at all times. Love, mercy, kindness have no accommodation in the heart. To gain its original status, the personality need a little rubbing. It should be rubbed against the greater knowledge in meditation. What is that greater knowledge? Aham Brahmasmi. The filth and the stink will go away once the real nature will then be revealed. By rubbing, we are not giving the smell to the sandalwood. Its fragrance is already in it. It was not available. That is all. Similarly, divinity is not to be given to you from somewhere else. The Upanishad thunders, that thou art. You are that. Tattvamasi. The inner essentially divine fragrance is covered by the dust of the dirty vasanas at present. The dirty vasanas are Deha Vasana, Shastra Vasana, and the Lok Vasanas. Because of these ultimate propensities, the divinity in us is not able to express itself, hence emanates the stink of our personality. Under such circumstances, the personality needs some rubbing, a little scraping with the right knowledge. By meditation with the right knowledge is poured into the mind, it leaves its filthy, unworthy vasana, then the real nature of the self manifests itself, just as the sandalwood on scraping wall, its repressing fragrance. Achha, what is this scrubbing? Next verse.
Anatma vasana jalaihi.
Anatma vasana jalaihi.
Tiro bhutatma vasana.
Tiro bhutatma vasana.
Nityatma nishtaya sesam. Tesam. Nishtaya tesam. Nase bhati swayam sputa.
Nase bhati svayam sputa.
Anatma vasana jalaihi tiro bhutatma vasana. Nityatma nishtaya tesam. Nase bhati svayam sputa.
Anatma vasana jalaihi, by the desire of the not self. Now you know the word atma and anatma. Atma, other than atma, everything is anatma. Atma are many. Atma is one. Anatma are many. So atma is one. If you don't hear the word atma, any other word is poured in your ear, you will immediately say it is anatma. So it is said anatma vasana jalai tirobhut atma vasana tirobhut. It's clouded. Desire of Atma Vasana is clouded. Clouded by what? Clouded by Anatma Vasana. So we all have got? We all have got Anatma Vasana. And this Anatma Vasana has clouded or covered Atma Vasana. Okay. So innumerable desires of anatma vastu cloud the desire of the self-realization. Okay. Nitya atma nishtaya tesam nase bhati swayam sputa. Tesam nase. Tesam means anatma vasana nase. When the anatma vasana is destroyed, अनात्म वासना, देह वासना, लोक वासना एंड शास्त्र वासना, तेसाम नासे वेन दे आर डिस्ट्रॉयड व्हाट हैपन, नित्य आत्मनिष्ठया, नित्य मीन्स कॉन्स्टेंट, आत्मनिष्ठया अबाइडेंस इन द सेल्फ, भाति मैनिफेस्ट स्वयं इट्सेल्फ, स्फुटा क्लियरली. व्हेन दीज हैव बीन डिस्ट्रॉयड बाय बीइंग कॉन्स्टेंटली एस्टैब्लिश इन द सेल्फ, द आत्मन मैनिफेस्ट all by itself. So what we have to do? Again and again shift your attention from anatma to atma. Again and again. Maybe you have to do million times. Again and again you shift. Take mind to atma. Sit for meditation daily for 10-15 minutes. First purify your mind. Thus, this way the Atma Vasana will develop and Anatma Vasana will go away. Rajas and Tamas Vasana will go away. There will be more abidance. What is this Anatma Vasana? So, Anatma Vasana, desire for the Anatma Vastu, plus Asuri Vritti. In Bhagavad Gita, you will find the Asuri Vritti. Dharmbho Darpo Abhimanasya Krodha Parusa Evacha. Devi Sampatti, Asuri Sampatti. So we have to remove this Asuri Vritti and we have to remove Anatma Vasana. Now practical tip by Shankaracharya. Practical tip is, we think one day all Vasana will end and we will get enlightened. We think one day it will happen. It will happen by itself. नहीं होने वाला है. इट इज नॉट प्रैक्टिकल. यू कैन नॉट रिमूव ऑल वासनाज इन वन डे. इट विल टेक लॉन्ग टाइम. अनेक जन्म भजनात, रिमेंबर, अनेक जन्म भजनात. एंड इन विच जन्म? ह्यूमन बर्थ. अनेक जन्म भजनात. So should we waste this human birth? अभी तो गृहस्थ आश्रम खत्म हो गया. What should we do now? So Gurudev says, the real fragrance of the self is veiled by the cobweb of our preoccupation with the hungers to enjoy the not self, anatma vasana. It is the like of dusty cobweb at the window which obscures the beauty beyond the window. The worldly vasana is meaning the irresistible urge of the lower, the BMI, PFT, OAT, cloud, the higher urges in us. By constant meditation upon the self, nitya atmanishthaya, alone can one remove this cobweb. Study of the scripture, practice of meditation, sincere devotion to the Lord, and selfless dedicated activity in the world, these will bring religion and spirituality into every minute of our life. When the vasanas are removed, the self manifests of its own accord. For manifestation of self, nothing is to be done. What we have to do? Remove the vasana, that's all. The Atman is clearly perceived by its own brilliance. It is self-effulgent. Own brilliance. You don't need another light there. Vahan jaake, where is Atman? Let me see. No lights are needed. It is self-effulgent there. It is total awareness. We'll see one more verse.
यथा यथा प्रत्यगवस्थितं मनः,
यथा यथा प्रत्यगवस्थितं मनः,
तथा तथा मुञ्चति बाह्यवासनाः,
तथा तथा
मुञ्चति बाह्यवासनाः, निःशेषमोक्षे सति वासनानां, निःशेषमोक्षे सति वासनानां, आत्मानुभूति प्रतिबंध शून्या, आत्मानुभूति प्रतिबंध, यथा यथा प्रत्यगवस्थितं मनः तथा तथा मुञ्चति बाह्यवासनाः निःशेषमोक्षे सति वासनानाम् आत्मानुभूति प्रतिबन्धशून्या
यथा यथा प्रत्यग अवस्थितं मनः मन माई यथा यथा एज टू एक्सटेंट प्रत्यग अवस्थितं इज एस्टैब्लिश इन द सब्जेक्टिव सेल्फ तो टू द एक्सटेंट द माइंड इज एस्टैब्लिश्ड इन द सब्जेक्टिव सेल्फ टू द एक्सटेंट इट्स अ स्लो प्रोसेस टू द एक्सटेंट mind is established in the subjective self tatha tatha mucchanti vaya vasana tatha tatha to that extent vaya vasana will come down very simple one side is vasana other side is atma yatha yatha mucchanti from east to west east is Vasana. West is Atma. If you start your journey from Vasana to Atma, so as you progress from the east side, so east is slowly, slowly, slowly is going away and you are approaching west toward Atma. To that extent, it leaves the desires for objects of the world. It is a slow process. More Satyagun, more avoidance, less vasana. Very simple. More sattva-gun, more peaceful mind, more avoidance, less vasana. In Gita class, we'll be discussing today. Nistray-gunya-bhava-arjuna. Okay. Sanai sanai upramet buddhya dhriti grittaya in Gita. Sanai sanai, slowly, slowly you progress. It's not going to happen in one day. In Dhriti Sivek it is said, deha viman galite. When the identification with the deha ends, then this will happen. In Taittiriya Upanishad, it is said, asmat lokat pretya etam annamayam atmanam upsankramati. One gives up the identification of the atma with the annamaya kosh. Again and again, everywhere it is said that you have to give up identification. Annamaya kosh. In Taittiriya Upanishad, it is said, annamaya kosh. The body. Body, mind, annamaya kosh. In Prakriti, we see flower blossoming slowly. Everything in Prakriti happens slowly. Similarly, this purification will also take time. Slowly, slowly. So as the mind purifies, abidance in the self will increase. Nissesa mokchesati vasnanam atmanabhuti pratibandha sunya. Nissesa mokchesati. When completely and Nisesa, moksha sati, when the anatma vasana is completely end, what will happen? Vasana nam, all the desires, atmanbhuti, realization of self, pratibandha sunya, unobstructed. The moment this is 100% gone, this will sign itself. Pratibandha sunya, there is no obstruction, it's very clear. Sun is covered by cloud. Remove the cloud. You don't have to break sun from anywhere. Sun is brilliantly shining there. Just we have to remove cloud. Similarly, what we have to do? Remove atma. Remove vasana. Remove vasana. Then you... Okay. In Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Prajahati yada kaman sarvan parth manogatan atmani atmana tushta sthita prajna uchyate. Now the sthita prajna definition here. I told you definition in Vivek Churamani also. Prajahati yada kaman, again he is coming kaman, where from this kamana desires come? Desire comes in the intellect. What is the cause of desires?
your likes, dislikes, avidya is the cause. Prajahati yada kaman, all the desires, where are they? Sarvan, 100%, Partha, O Arjun, where are they staying? Manogatan in the mind. When they are eradicated, how they will be eradicated? When do you eradicate this? When the cause is not there, once you become vasana-less, you become desire-less, you become action-less. This is science. But if you say, no, action-less means... this is not action-less. In the mind, your desires are again there. All desires are there, and the cause of the desires is vasana is still there. So what is to be done? First, you have to remove this. If you are vasana-less, then you become desire-less, then you become action-less. This is called naiskarma siddhi. We are not able to enjoy. Suppose you are sitting in the restaurant enjoying food. Ek to kankad aa gaya. Maja kirkira ho gaya. Vasana is like that. Okay. And what is the expression when you realize? You see the cheerfulness on the face of realized masters. Always cheerful. So when we reduce vasana, there will be more abundance and more joy. How a person progresses, you see. Earlier a person was very happy and enjoying the parties. This is stage number one. Give him satsang card, it will immediately be dropped into the
garbage.
Yes, stage number one. Then stage number two, sat karma paripakat, because of the sat karma he has done, some punya karma, he gets this time card, he comes to satsang. There is a clear science behind it. Even if you give card to somebody, unless he has got the punya, he will not come. He will not come. Gates are open, we all are trying, telling everybody, are how? They are not coming. Why not coming? Punya is not there, not practiced. Ashok ji bichare chinta karte rahte, kyu nahi aate hain? But this is the science. What can we do? Okay, now next time he comes, and he understands the importance of satsang. Now he starts balancing. Thoda sa balance karta. I have to come to satsang also, and I have to manage the party also. Thoda sa. That is what always I tell you. Thoda sa adjust karo. Reschedule your programs. You come to satsang also. This is also important. Then he starts doing that. And the stage number three. After sometimes he never misses any satsang. He understands the value of satsang. Then he will see that he will never miss any satsang. This is stage three. You are all in stage number three.
All of you are stage number three.
So all sadhaks earlier had the different preferences. Now they wait for the class and meditation, and slowly, slowly they all will become adhikari for knowledge. Everybody will become adhikari. So knowledge is not the problem. What is problem? Vasana is problem. Knowledge is not problem. Knowledge, we all have got the Atmajnan, Tattvamasi. It is not happening. The problem is vasana.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya
पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हरि ओम। श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः।